Titus chapter 3. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey them, to be ready for every good work, not to slander anyone, to be peaceable, equitable, showing all meekness to all men. For we too were once without sense, disobedient, erring, serving various lusts and pleasures, spending life in wickedness and envy, detestable, hating one another. But when the kindness and love for mankind of God our Saviour came into view, not by works of righteousness which we did, but it is by his mercy that he saved us, through regenerative washing and renewing by Holy Spirit, which he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Saviour, in order that we, having been justified by his grace, should become heirs according to the hope of age-abiding life. The saying is faithful, and I want you to insist on these things, that those who have believed in God make a point of giving priority to good works. These are the good and beneficial things to men. And avoid fatuous inquiries and genealogies, and quarrels and legal battles, for they are unprofitable and vain. After the first and second warning, repudiate a heretical man, knowing that such a one has been subverted and is sinning, being self-condemned. When I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, make haste to come to me in Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Send Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their way expeditiously, so that nothing may be lacking to them. And let our people also learn to give priority to good works to alleviate pressing needs, so that they are not unfruitful. All those with me greet you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be to you all. Amen.